So you are a vegetarian. You have not just a vegetarian, but you have a very strict diet.
Yeah. I've got celiac, so I have to eat a very sensible, strict diet because otherwise I get sick and I spend all day in the toilet. So yeah, in order to not do that, I'm on something called a low FODMAP diet.
Okay. And that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every day. Okay.
Yeah, every day.
So if you were stuck on an island, let's say me, you, and Joe, we went out on a 3-hour tour.
Okay.
Then we were stuck on an island, and the only thing to eat on the island are rats and coconuts. That's it. And you're out of coconuts.
Oh.
Yeah. You've eaten all the coconuts, so the only thing you have left are rats and Joe and me.
Oh.
So that's
that's an option. Okay.
Are you breaking your vegetarianism for survival?
Joe and I are going to eat you. I'm just telling you that right now.
Okay, but I'm cooking up tasty rat parfait or whatever. I caught a bunch of rats. I'm cooking them up. Are you going to eat one?
You know, it's hard to say because here I am in my apartment. I just went food shopping. I got tons of food here. I don't need to worry about rats. But if you're on an island and you're starving, you don't know what you'll eat. But here's the thing. I'm very industrious. I feel like in order to not eat a rat, I would probably jump in the water and start catching fish. Like, I'll eat a fish before I'll eat a rat. So I would go get some fish.
Don't have fish around. You see that all the time on Naked and Afraid. They jump into water. They can't find a fish. Mm-hmm. The fish stay away from that part of the island. So really the only thing you have is me and rats at this point.
But I would take the rat entrails and use that to catch fish. I would put that on a line of some kind or a string of some kind and use that to catch fish.
Okay. Three people were on this island for 33 days. And Whoa. The only thing they had were rats, coconuts, and each other.
Oh, my God. Did they eat each other?
They didn't eat each other, but they did eat the rats. Yeah. And Tuesday, the trio was airlifted off the island and taken to Key West. No injuries, but they were really hungry because they've been eating rats. So
first of all, how do you get stranded on an island in
3-hour tour?
You don't have a phone? There's islands that are uninhabitable. Like, there's islands that we don't know about now. It's 2021. There's got to be islands out there that are, you know, you just walk a little bit and you find a McDonald's. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. And how do you get stranded?
And that's kind of true because this was the Bahamas. They're near the Bahamas. So I don't think there's many islands that have nobody on them in the Bahamas.
No, it's just laziness. You just hike a little bit and go find yourself, you know, the local
sandals.
Yeah, go find the sandals. It's probably just 2 miles.
But yeah, they found some island that nobody really knew about and they were stuck on it and they had to eat rats. So I just wondered at what point is it, with you, it could be hour 5 that you...
No, well, that's true. I know I eat a lot. I have to eat every couple of hours. I don't know. I'd probably eat all the coconuts. I make a deal with you. Give me the coconuts. You have the rats.
But there's not that many coconuts. I don't think you can live off coconuts you couldn't go a week with just coconuts only.
I guess if I had to.
You're going to be chewing on a rat at some point.
I don't know. I'd eat you sooner than I would eat a rat.
Yeah, that is funny because you can't go 3 hours without eating, let alone 3 days.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you and I picture that all the pictures I have of us on the air, I always have food in my mouth or around me or near me or in my hand. Yeah, I'm a big eater.
Yeah, for this show here, I'm surprised you're not eating.
I just did. I literally just ate. When you were like, okay, we're live, I was like, okay, I'll put my food down.
So you can probably go an hour. But these people went 33 days.
Yeah. No,
on
I just
a desert
I
island in the Bahamas, which I didn't think it existed.
It doesn't. They're just lazy. Like I said, they literally just hike somewhere. You would have found more stuff.
Oh, well, the problem was weather delayed the rescue by a day. So they found them. They couldn't get in there to rescue them. So the crew dropped food and water and a radio
They could listen to the Cooper and Anthony show. Well, that's important. But see, you make fun of me because I don't take vacations. This is exactly why. You know what? If you don't leave your house, you know what can never happen to you? Getting stranded on a desert island. That's never going to happen to you. Like, just, you know, I don't know why people go on vacation. Like, what's the point of vacation? You don't like your life? You want to get away from it? I love my life. I love my city. I love where I live. I love my bed.
You have to get out at some point.
No, you don't. I'm not going to go sleep in a bed that has semen in it. Don't you see those things, those commercials and those shows where they
have semen in it?
Well, it's my boyfriend's semen. I know where the semen came from. It's not stranger's semen. Haven't you ever seen those like black light things that they do when they go to hotel rooms and stuff like on 2020, you know, and they show you like there's this. I don't know. There's like saliva here and there's fluids here and blood there and poop there. Why would you want to travel? Why do you want to stay in a room that somebody else just had sex? I don't get it.
Don't think about it. That's how I always got around hotel rooms is you don't think about it. If you think about it, you'll never stay in a hotel.
Well, I think about it, which is why I don't travel.
The only hotel I've stayed in tons of hotels and the only hotel I felt really good in was the Vanderbilt in Nashville. Other than that, they're all crap. They all have semen on the walls.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So why would you go there?
Because you have to stay somewhere.
You know, I don't sleep well when I'm at another person's apartment. Like before I was whoring around back in the day, I never slept over his house. I always made him sleep at mine because I couldn't sleep in a stranger's bed. So I'm not going to forego a good night's sleep, especially on a vacation. Sorry, not going anywhere.
I don't know. When we first moved to Long Island, we had to stay in hotels.
Oh, that was the worst.
The last hotel we stayed in, that had semen.
Oh, that was awful. That was tough. That was tough.
Even the first one, the Days Inn or whatever it was.
Yeah.
That had problems also.
Yeah. But see, that's why I brought my own sheets and pillowcases, because at least I know where they've been.
Yeah, but you're still walking on the floor. You're still
walking on the bathroom floor. Oh, it was so gross. Look, we had to stay there.
And it was bad. The whole time there's people outside at 10 o'clock at night making noise, and we have to get up for a morning show is a nightmare.
That was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Okay, so we had to do that for work. There's no other scenario that would ever stay in a hotel except for if I have to work. Well, I did. Like every time when I was doing the syndicated show with you and you were in North Carolina and I was in New York, every time I came down to North Carolina, I stayed in a hotel.
You stayed in South Park, though. You stayed in a 4-star hotel. Don't give me that.
Your hotel room had a
kitchen.
Yes, it did.
I don't want to hear that.
It was beautiful.
The nicest room ever.
Yeah. So. And remember when I stayed in that, I got that woman who had all the apartments to let me stay in one of those duplexes.
Right. You had it really bad. You had it so bad. But that last hotel we stayed in, we were minutes away from eating rats.
Oh, yeah. That was really skanky. That was when, I was like, I'll eat anything. You're like, this is a Dairy Queen there. I was like, great. Let's go to Dairy Queen. Like literally anything but whatever's happening right here in this hotel.
The heater that was in the hotel at 3 a.m, it would go,
oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It would not stop. It's like, oh, this place is so bad.
All right. It was like, welcome to your new job.
We should have just turned around right then.
I know. Yeah, you're right. We should have. But, you know, we're suckers for punishment.